When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, I cannot believe how young you look. And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
If I picked what's on my tombstone, it would be, if you don't notice it, why bother? That's a quote from Fred Davis, legendary Republican strategist and our guest for a special two-part series. You're listening to Pantsuit Politics. No shouting, no insults, plenty of nuance. Fred Davis has worked in countless state and national elections, including presidential campaigns for George Bush, John McCain, John Huntsman, and most recently, the John Kasich Super PAC. His ads are controversial, well-known, a little crazy, and always attention-grabbing. He has spent countless hours behind the scenes of campaigns and with the people seeking our highest offices. Sarah and I wanted to know, well, everything.
Well, I want to know so much about your experience in this primary. What was it like to have such an unusual field, and how did that influence you in your strategy, especially around a John Kasich who was so committed to running this really adult, positive campaign?
Well, that's a fabulous question. I've been involved in some presidential race ever since 1996. So I've had lots of presidential experience, and everybody in every race always, for all the 40 years I've been in business, says, well, this is the weirdest year ever. No. This year beats anything that has ever come before it. And let's think about this for a minute. So I was originally working with another client of mine, Rick Snyder, who's the governor of Michigan, who was considering running for president. And so was a gentleman named John Weaver, who's a general consultant. So John and I were kind of helping run that operation. And then Rick decided not to run fairly early, about April maybe of last year. And all of a sudden, you know, I have a company that, you know, we have to pay the bills. We have to keep the doors open. And I needed to do something else presidentially. But as fate would have it, the morning that was announced, I got three calls. I got a call from the Trump Organization. I got a call from the Super PAC for Ted Cruz. And I got a call from the John Kasich Group. And I didn't know much about John Kasich. I certainly was intrigued by Donald Trump, but number one, didn't think he would actually run, and because he always talked about running. And number two, you know, I just thought he would be sort of a joke candidate. So I didn't consider that much, but they were really nice. Nice people on the phone. It was a guy named Sam Nunberg who ended up getting canned by the campaign, and then Corey Lewandowski, who just recently got canned by the campaign. But both of them were good to deal with. I passed them on to our business office, and they weren't able to make a deal. Let's just say Mr. Trump is frugal. So that didn't happen. The Cruz thing, the guy that called me, Toby Neubermeyer, a name sort of like that, super, super nice guy, put $10 million into the super PAC himself. Great guy to deal with, but I'm simply not a Ted Cruz fan. You know, maybe someday he'll win me over, but he hasn't yet. And then there was this John Kasich guy. So the next thing I know, John Weaver and I are headed together to Ohio to meet with the governor. And we met with him and liked the organization, liked the people. They had a big head start. He's a very serious guy. Came to adore him, maybe didn't adore him quite so much the first day, but we decided to choose Kasich. So John became the strategist for the campaign, and I became the media strategist for the super PAC. And we announced on July 7th, I believe, a couple days after the 4th of July holiday. And so it's almost a year ago. And at that point, Donald Trump was still not a factor. I was beginning to believe maybe he was really going to stick with it, stay in the game by that point. But still, you know, Donald Trump, you got to be kidding me. So we started our campaign and we did really, really well right out of the box. John got a lot of attention, but the 60,000-pound gorilla was, of course, Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush, who had raised by that time, I think, over $100 million, had a huge staff, huge crew. They were doing just everything you can think of. I remember in 2008, when I was the media strategist for McCain, and we had major money problems. We had $400 million, but you know, Obama had $1.5 billion. So, you know, we're really struggling. And I remember the day that somebody came into my office and they held up a video game box. And the Obama people had bought ads on a video game box. And I figured, well, that's the last straw. They are really having troubles even finding a place to put all their money. So that was, I thought the Jeb Bush campaign would be the same way. And then if also at that time, Scott Walker's campaign was highly touted and people were really talking about him. I didn't know Scott, but there's a girl that works for us named Jill Bader that used to work for Scott, and she loves him, absolutely loves him. And so, you know, he was beginning to bother me. Anytime Chris Christie's in a race, he's an incredibly skilled politician. That's a bother. Ted Cruz had this huge, you know, right-wing following. That was tough. Rand Paul at the time was tough. It looked like an incredibly tough, large group of people. Donald Trump didn't figure in very much. He was near the bottom of the pack, as we would have been starting out, and we knew we would. But it was presumed that Jeb Bush would run the table.
We are special breakfast people here at Pantsuit Politics, but not just when Beth and I are on the road. The truth is, I want something warm from the oven every Saturday morning and Sunday morning. It's just the truth. It makes it feel special, makes it feel exciting. I don't want to work at it. So the first time I ever saw Wild Grain, which is bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries, I was obsessed. You guys, I've been a member for over a year. It's amazing. It's so easy. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. You can fully customize your Wild Grain box. You can choose any combination of breads, pastas, pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit to start your subscription. Sometimes I make one single croissant just for me because I want to feel special, and they're so good. You heard me. Free croissants in every box. and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit. That's wildgrain.com/pantsuit, or you can use promo code pantsuit at checkout. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Aura frames are beautiful, Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You guys, I love my Aura frames. I have one in my office. I have one in my kitchen. I have given one as a housewarming gift. I have given one as Mother's Day, Father's Day. They are the most amazing gifts because this app is a game changer, in my personal opinion, in digital frames. It makes it so, so easy to get the pictures on there and even videos. It plays like you're in Harry Potter, you guys. It is the best. I love mine so much. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Can I get something off my chest? Every day I feel a little pang of sadness because I think about Griffin going away to college. Y'all, he's a freshman in high school. This is not healthy or normal. This is why I have it on my list of things to talk to my therapist about. We all carry around these things, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us. Therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. You gotta get it off your chest. And you can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/pantsuit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pantsuit.
Until an amazing thing happened. And again, I've been in business more than 40 years, and we have always counseled our clients, whether it's presidential, senatorial, gubernatorial, whatever it is, that debates don't really matter, that no one watches debates except the press. And where debates matter is they do influence how the press writes on a story. Well, what's happening? The press is changing. As you know, there weren't podcasts a few years ago, and newspapers were king. Well, newspapers are no longer king. They're struggling to stay in business, as are some more of the traditional media outlets. So all of a sudden, Donald Trump comes into these debates as a master showman. And I mean master showman. He broke every rule in political debating, but he broke them and won. He was obnoxious. He was loud. He was crude. He was confrontational. He, you watched him, as did the rest of America. All of a sudden, they're getting huge ratings instead of nobody watching. So not only did I call them what are the shows like Housewives of Atlanta?
Housewives.
Yeah, those are reality TV. All of a sudden, the debates became not just a reality TV show, but a great one and really entertaining. And you had to wonder from debate to debate to debate, what rude line is Trump going to come up with to dismiss one of his competitors or opponents in the Republican Party next? And I was lucky because John Kasich is such a gentleman that he didn't really pick on Donald, so Donald didn't really pick on him. But can you imagine being Ted Cruz or little Marco Rubio or any of those? This presidential election became about entertainment. And who was the lead on the top-rated show for many, many years in America? It was Donald Trump on The Apprentice. People say, well, 60 Minutes is more serious. Yeah, 60 Minutes has great ratings, but not like The Apprentice. And Donald Trump was the king. And his "you're fired" line became something you heard on every street corner. And so in 1996, I did the presidential race of a guy named Maury Taylor. And unless you're a real scholar of presidential politics, you probably haven't heard of Maury Taylor. But he was Donald Trump ahead of his time, and Donald Trump without 100% name ID. Maury had 0% name ID, but he was a business guy. He was a tough guy. He talked like Trump. He's still a client of mine, and he's a great guy. But, I mean, he would dismiss people. He would say politically incorrect things that made you cringe. And yet he did really well in Iowa and New Hampshire. And those were really the only places that he ran. He spent maybe $10 million of his own money, which in those days, if you look at the dollar exchange, that's about what Trump spent in today's dollars. So he was. I've had experience with this type of guy. What was the difference? The difference was 100% name ID. That is phenomenal. When he has better name ID than Jeb Bush, and both Jeb's father and brother have been president of the United States for, what, 12 years? That's pretty amazing. And I hadn't, not just me, I don't think anyone had really stopped to think how vital that was. Okay, that's part one. Part two of his ascension, though, is clear as a bell, and that is the American voters' hatred of Congress and hatred of Washington and hatred of everything that has the word politics in it. And so you combine somebody who's an entertaining, tough guy, who's perceived as this great business guy, which will, of course, be debated over the next few months, but perceived as a great success in the American way. And you combine that with people hating everything about politics now, it was a perfect storm. And it was a perfect storm that by probably the middle of September, we were thinking this is going to be very difficult to overcome, this Donald Trump storm. And sure enough, it turned out that it was difficult. And the Bush people chose not to attack Trump. That will be debated for years to come on whether that was smart or wasn't smart. You have to look at it and say, gosh, I kind of wish he'd tried, or at least the Bush people probably wish they'd tried. We ran, maybe two ads against Trump at a time we just had to gain traction. But they weren't nasty ads at all, I didn't think. One of them was a knockoff on his helicopter, and the other one, I'm not sure what it was, but they weren't mean and nasty things. So he didn't get riled at John. Matter of fact, they got along okay. They have talked about whether it made sense for John Kasich to support Trump or even to maybe become a part of the Trump administration in some way. I don't want to spill any beans, but you've read the line that John Kasich said, that he said, Mr. Trump, it's like two companies merging with two completely different corporate belief patterns. And mine is different from yours, and I don't think that merger could work. And that was the end of that.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off. there's not much worse than a dry and itchy scalp. Also, when you get your hair colored and then it does not last as long as you and your stylist discussed, it could be that unfiltered, mineral-filled water is the culprit. Hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin, and about 85% of the United States uses hard water, filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. And they've even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit right. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15. You made a point that your career was sort of built on coming in and doing more traditionally entertaining media, sort of updating the approach that would have been the traditionally political approach. And your ads are, you know, they're sort of longer, they're glossier, they're more entertaining. And so I think that's so interesting considering that you're with Kasich and you say like Trump sort of won taking that approach, being this sort of more entertainment value. And like now looking back on that, do you think that was the right approach to take? I mean, that's a dumb question. Who knows if it was right or wrong? But what I mean is sort of, do you see a connection in the way political marketing went and that maybe Trump is taking advantage of that? Do you think there's a connection or am I missing something?
No, that's a great question. And there's two things. Number one, you can't make your client something they're not. And so if I were doing Donald Trump's campaign, yes, you could get away with a lot more creativity and uniqueness. But John Kasich doesn't wake up in the morning and abuse people. He doesn't wake up in the morning and think of the most outrageous thing he can say. He wakes up in the morning worried about our country and worried in particular about the budget and our deficit and how to fix it and how to fix problems. He's a worrier. And he's a serious guy. So you don't run super fun ads for a serious guy because there's a disconnect that doesn't work. And one thing I think I left out on why do we do the ads that we do? It's a simple reason. It's because it's good advertising. And good advertising stands out.
Good advertising has to exist and, according to Fred, has to stand out. It's just the economic reality.
Do you know what demon sheep is?
Yes. Okay. We'll link it in our show notes as well.
Okay, good. Well, demon sheep ended up this huge viral video, and everybody goes, oh, it was such a dismal failure. Wrong. Wrong. It's one of the most successful bits of political communication ever. The very short story on it was that Carly, as you recall, Carly was the former CEO of Hewlett-Packard. And, of course, she became a presidential candidate this cycle. But in those days, people kind of knew her from that, but really didn't. But still, she was on track to win the Republican primary in California against Barbara Boxer for the Senate. And that's a tough road to hoe. It costs about $5 million to run one 30-second ad 1 week in California. In case you didn't hear me, that's $5 million. The entire budget that Carly had for the campaign was about $25 million. So assuming you had $5 million plus in overhead and other costs besides media, that meant we had to somehow try to beat the very entrenched Barbara Boxer, who would have hundreds of millions of dollars, with three or four ads, three or four 30-second ads. So all of a sudden in the primary, at the last minute, some kind of conversation happens between Meg Whitman, who is running for governor, and this other guy, who should remain nameless, who was running for governor. And at the last minute, he switches to run for the Senate. And he's well known. He's as well known as Carly. And this causes us great problems because we're going to have to take some of our $5 million ads, one or two, and instead run against him in the primary, which will only leave us with one or two ads in the general. In other words, no shot at beating Barbara Boxer. So I was talking to Marty Wilson, who was the campaign manager at that time, and we were talking about this guy that was has suddenly switched horses at the last minute. And we said, well, you know, he's not a real conservative. He's a phony conservative. He's saying these things to try to get elected, but anybody who follows his record knows that's not the case. So what do we do? Do we spend $5 million and make an ad that says so-and-so is not telling you the truth when he says XYZ on these various issues? Because look at his background, look at his history. Maybe it would work, but there goes our $5 million. If it didn't work, we'd have to do a second ad. So instead, I told Marty, I said, well, you know, I've got this crazy idea. What we're really saying is he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. And I think people will understand that. So instead of spending $5 million, we spent $20,000 and did the demon sheep video, which went enormously viral, way more than any of us thought. Great argument in the campaign on whether to use it or not. But Carly's a marketer, and she got it, and Marty's great, and he got it. So we released that with some aplomb, and it really caught on. And without having to spend $1 on any advertising in the primary, we trounced the guy because of one video. And so those are the kinds of things over history that have given me the direction that we take on our advertising. It's nothing that Budweiser doesn't do. It's nothing that some of the great advertisers in the country don't do in their sleep. You know, what I have troubles on is when we make a pitch to somebody and they choose somebody else. That's okay. They're, you know, not everybody is willing to do these things. But I just wonder to myself, is that because you have more money than you know how to spend, the problem Obama had? Because if you give somebody a choice of two ads, now this ad, nobody's really going to remember. But if we run it enough, they will. So that's going to cost you, you know, $50,000 to make the ad and $5 million to run it. Or on the very same issue, we can run this ad, which stands out, and we think you'll get about the same value out of it. Still costs $50,000 to make it, but this time we can probably run it for $200,000 and get the same effect. So would you rather spend $200,000 or would you rather spend $5 or $10 million? To me, it's such an easy answer, but it's not to a lot of people because it's seen as sometimes as scary.
So as you all know, we have concerns about money in politics, and especially these super PACs. Aren't they the problem?
Super PACs are a much maligned invention. Here's why. Money finds its way into politics. It always has. It always will. If super PACs were ruled out tomorrow, there would still be a way for those exact same dollars to get into politics. So why did the Supreme Court rule that super PACs were okay? It was to level the playing field. And I know, Sarah, you're from the left and Beth, you're from the right, but most people would concur, and I know Beth would, that for a long time, the Dems had the money advantage because they could bundle union dollars. And it gave the unions this unparalleled ability to raise vast sums of money and spend it independently of the campaigns. And the Republicans didn't have a similar vessel. They didn't have anything like that. So Citizens United said, well, let's level the playing field. The unions can still bundle their money, but now this gives the outsiders, as long as they don't coordinate with the campaigns, the ability to do the same. So that's all it was. If it's changed tomorrow, it will change tomorrow. I've done a lot of work on super PACs. I did John Huntsman's super PAC for president a few years ago, and I did John Kasich's super PAC this time and some others. It has advantages and disadvantages as far as I'm concerned. Number one, let's talk about Kasich. I really, really like John Kasich. And, you know, at first he's not a hail fellow well met. He's not a backslapper. He's not the kind of person that you instantly meet and say, wow, he's going to be my best friend forever. But as you learn where his heart is and you learn how intelligent he is and you learn why he's in politics and his motivation, he grows on you in a really deep way that is hard to replicate. So I started out on the campaign. But we always knew there would probably be a super PAC. So I had about 2 or 3 months to get to know John. And I loved working with him. I loved filming him. I loved talking to him. And then all of a sudden, last July 7th, I think it was, I couldn't talk to him again. And I walked him when he announced in Ohio for president. I walked him to the stage, and my last words were turned out to be maybe not quite accurate. My last words were, John, do you realize the next time I talk to you, it'll be in the Oval Office?
Stay tuned for the continuation of our interview with Fred on Tuesday, when he talks about why he's in this business and how he handles clients who aren't naturally, in his words, the rock stars they need to be to get elected. Between now and then, we'd love for you to leave us a review on iTunes so that more people can find Pantsuit Politics and join our bipartisan community. You can find all of our episodes by visiting www.pantsuitpoliticsshow.com. Continue the conversation on Twitter at Pantsuit Politic or on our Facebook page. We'll be back on Tuesday with part 2 of this interview and on Friday with a discussion of the week's events. Until then, keep it nuanced, y'all.